SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The most recent Australian immunisation register coverage figures are very concerning and actually show the lowest vaccine coverage for children under five in more than a decade. And particularly, it's been declining each year from 2020. So the most recent report actually shows that for 12-month-olds, it's around 90.5%. Concerningly, for two-year-olds, it's about 88%. And then for five-year-olds, it's about 92%. But it's really important for people to realise that they are only average figures and that there are areas across Australia where the coverage is much lower, particularly in Western Australia and in New South Wales in the Northern Rivers region.
Now, was this a problem before the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine misinformation?
Well, it's really important to understand that this gap in full immunisation coverage is not just due to misinformation. In fact, in recent years, the biggest barriers for families have actually been what we call access issues or practical barriers for vaccination, which is very concerning in a country where the vaccines themselves are free. And these are things like parents not being able to get an appointment with a GP or get a bulk billed appointment, or they can't leave work to take their child to be immunised. So there's access issues and then acceptance issues. And that's what you're referring to around misinformation and vaccine hesitancy. And yes, since the onset of COVID, coverage has declined. Before then, we enjoyed very high coverage, and it's gone down now year on year. A lot to do with the COVID vaccine rollout and a lot of the scrutiny on vaccine safety and misinformation that we saw around the COVID vaccines. But it's a very complex myriad of both access and acceptance factors.
And on the question of acceptance, what work is being done in Australia to try to counter or to try to improve that level of acceptance?
So we are co-leading a project with the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance and the University of Sydney called the National Vaccination Insights Project. And we've now done two national serial surveys across Australia of 2,000 parents around why they are not fully vaccinating their children or totally unvaccinating their children. So we have a really good understanding now of those practical barriers. And unfortunately, in the last 12 months, since a lot of misinformation has been coming out of the US around childhood vaccines, we've seen an exponential increase in vaccine concerns expressed by parents across Australia. And that's mainly around vaccine safety, but also very worryingly, it's also about a loss of trust in the vaccine information that's being provided to them by healthcare providers. So we've seen a huge spike in vaccine hesitancy in Australia in the last year.
So this immunisation campaign launched by the Health Minister Mark Butler, focusing on both childhood immunisation and winter vaccination, particularly for elderly people, presumably that might help. But what else can Australia do to counter this problem?
Well, it's very welcome to see the winter immunisation campaign announced by Minister Butler. We do have some new vaccines that will help kids and older adults over winter, especially the RSV or respiratory syncytial virus vaccines. But we really need to boost our flu vaccine uptake amongst older adults and around for children. Last year for children 5 years to 18 years, it was around 15%. So we've we've got a lot of work to do now. And fortunately, this year, there's a nasal vaccine, so an intranasal spray flu vaccine for children, which is available free in most states, 2 to 5 years. So it's fantastic to see these campaigns promoting awareness around the vaccines that are available and trying to provide clear, trustworthy information to parents. But unfortunately, campaigns are not enough. We need to really work within communities from the ground up with their own community and religious leaders to help them convey this information to build trust around vaccines. And there's a lot of issues that we need to tackle around access. As I said before, weekend immunisation clinics, for example, for single parents and working parents, and many other ways that we can reduce the burden on families just being able to access vaccination.
Finally, when you started out as a paediatrician, did you envisage that you'd be having to confront these sorts of challenges in Australia in 2026?
No, as a paediatrician and a mum of four kids, it is very distressing, to be honest, looking at what's happening. These are vaccine-preventable diseases, and people are genuinely concerned and afraid, and they need to reach out and get trustworthy information. Vaccines are safe and effective. Of course, they have side effects like any medication, and I think parents need to go to trusted sources like their GPs, immunisation nurses and healthcare providers to get this information, because we're seeing spikes in measles cases, diphtheria cases. As a paediatrician, I've never actually seen diphtheria, but, you know, sadly, we're starting to see vaccine-preventable diseases that were once gone or very, very low levels coming back into our communities.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.